Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today with our very special thanks is Tammy Stewart, who is a real estate broker and new home sales expert and part of the Stewart Group at Keller Williams Realty and High Point Home Builders. That's all important because there's a triangle there.
Yep.
It's a really cool triangle, and it ends in gold, as in Gold Hill Mesa. So we're going to talk about all three. We have a couple of beautiful spec homes we want you to imagine yourself walking through that are also up at Gold Hill Mesa. If you ever wanted to be in that neighborhood and live there, you got a shot.
Yeah.
Because there's two homes ready for you. Tammy, welcome.
Good morning, Ted.
Yes,
thanks so much for having
you.
Me.
Yeah. We were talking about how much time has passed since the last time we talked. And I got a six in my age between then and now. And, you know, you get that in your age and things start to fail like your memory.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't because you're still only 33. Oh, isn't it wonderful? Tammy, I always love to start by having you talk about you just a little bit. You obviously have a passion in your soul for this. You'd love to get people put into homes that they love, that are going to be their forever homes, or however that wants to work.
I do, Ted. I actually got into new home sales when I was 24, which was just a year or two ago. And I've continued with that passion. So I'm a general brokerage agent now. I was actually in the trenches for about 13 years, 10 of which was on-site sales and three as a division sales manager for a large regional builder in Denver. And I've taken all of that experience and wrapped it up into what I do today. And you're absolutely right. I've helped hundreds of people that were looking for a new home and kind of create and build their dream home. So,
and your compass needle is sort of oriented towards High Point and mm-hmm. Gold Hill Mesa. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your brokerage's connection to both High Point. First of all, what is High Point and who? And a lot of us know about what Gold Hill Mesa is, but let's kind of connect the dots.
Yeah. So I connected with Wayne Intermill, who is the builder of High Point Home Builders, about 8 years ago in 2011, I believe. And he actually started in the high-end custom market about 25-plus years ago, selling 100% custom homes. When we crashed in 2008, there weren't a lot of home buyers purchasing much of anything, let alone in that high-end market. And he was able to survive those rough years by pulling back and actually offering buyers a custom building experience in a lower price point. So he created for himself a niche, and he continues to do that in Gold Hill Mesa.
Wow. And Gold Hill Mesa is just an idyllic neighborhood. It's a wonderful place to be. It's sort of, as we get towards the close of this interview, we're going to talk a little bit about events. One particularly that happens over the summertime is Music on the Mesa and the schedule there. You are smiling very broadly because I know you love that right
that's
now.
That's a lot of fun.
Let's hit a little bit on growth rate in Colorado Springs. What's the housing market like, and what are you and your group projecting this year?
Yeah, so Colorado Springs continues to be a prime area for folks moving from all over the country. The Denver job market is super strong, stronger than where we are in Colorado Springs, and yet our housing market is a little bit more affordable. So we're seeing Castle Rock and Monument start to really explode. Our average price range in Monument is now about $550,000, average.
Yeah.
And that's over about $450,000 last year. So you can see that trend. And certain areas are seeing a lot of growth in terms of building. And Gold Hill Mesa has been kind of single-handedly increasing the average price range of homes in Old Colorado City. With all of the new construction, our average price range now in Gold Hill Mesa is about $440,000.
Yeah.
And we just sold our first over $1 million home last year.
Wow.
You can believe that.
Yeah, that's a huge milestone to reach.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the quality and character of the neighborhood there.
Indeed.
It is truly a beautiful place where everybody can live together, and it works very nicely. Projections for this year? What do you think is going to happen in the market?
Well,
I've heard things both ways. Home prices are increasing, and in some cases, they're leveling off.
Yeah, we are leveling off a bit, which is needed, actually. Depending on the price point that a buyer is looking in, we've got anywhere from under 2 weeks of inventory, even a million and over is about 1.8 years of inventory, which is lower than it's been in past years.
It takes a little longer in that price range to connect a home buyer with one of those homes. The sweet spot in this market tends to be 275-ish, and there's very, very little of that in the market because so much of that is being pushed up and to $1,000 and $200,000 higher than that.
Yeah, well, the existing inventory is down, and builders are stepping up to the plate by creating more inventory, and yet it's next to impossible for a builder because of our price of land to put together a product to bring to market something in that lower 275 price point.
But not for lack of trying.
Not for lack of trying.
Of course, this has been an additionally interesting year because every other year the county assessor's office does their job, and in some areas of town we've seen 25% increases in taxes on homes based on appraisal values and things like that. And
yep.
He's been a busy guy.
Yeah, up in the north end of town in Glen Eagle is where I live, and our taxes have gone up 500 in 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. And mine as well. I'm in Rock Rimmon, and we've seen a little bump, but not the biggest bump in town. So the older established neighborhoods there, which is wonderful, and the houses don't sit on the market very long there, I can tell you that. Two on my street were gone in days.
Correct, yep.
Just amazing that it was coincidence that they came up for sale.
So. Yeah, similar story across town, really.
Yeah. Which bodes well, but makes it a little difficult for buyers.
It does, yes.
So let's do a little theater of the mind. We have about a minute and a half left. So let's talk about those two spec homes that you have available.
Yeah, so both of these are at about framing. They're at the perfect stage, what I would say, the window of opportunity for a buyer to come in and actually be able to drive some of the selections, cabinetry, flooring, tile, and such, and still be able to get in a shorter time period to be able to move in inside of a few months.
What are we talking about square footage wise?
So we've got one that is both of them are about 3,500 square feet. Both of them are ranch style homes. And so the first one is located on 73 South Olympian Drive. This one is our Gray's Peak model, and it's really a gorgeous ranch plan. It's 2,800 square feet finished, about 1,860 square feet on the main level. You walk in a really wide foyer. It's got an office/bedroom on the right-hand side walking in through the foyer. And as you walk straight back, the floor plan actually draws you back because there's just a wall of windows. So you've got this gorgeous view of both downtown, a 14-foot sliding wall that allows you to enjoy that view. And the other direction takes you into a covered patio that you can also access from the master bedroom. Of course, the master's on the main as well. And a gorgeous kitchen and great room, all open concept. And then downstairs, there's two more bedrooms, an office and a huge rec room, and then quite a lot of storage and unfinished space as well.
Wow, Tammy, you are just beaming about this house. And that's we only get to describe that one, I'm afraid. Let's give contact information for you in case somebody's appetite is whetted enough that they want to reach out and they want to see this property.
Yeah, that one, by the way, is listed at $268,450.
Great sweet spot home.
Yeah, and I'll be in Gold Hill Mesa at the High Point Model today. I can be reached at 719-331-7727. Give me a call. I'd be delighted to show you that one and any other ones that someone might be interested in.
Tammy, thank you for a wonderful visit. You've been listening to Tammy Stewart of the Stewart Group at Keller Williams Realty and High Point Home Builders. And you 719-331-7727 to get a look at the home that you just described. but to learn more about Tammy and the work that she does with High Point and your chance to live in beautiful Gold Hill Mesa. Tammy, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. We air Sunday mornings at 7 here on KRDO, and you can catch us on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.